position on Inauguration Day, just as there's been every 4 years since 1792.
McConnell's assurance came a day after President Trump declined to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses in November. President Trump has raised concerns about mail-in ballots and says we'll have to see what happens. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says America will not permit a dictator.
Fox's Jared Halpert on Capitol Hill. Tensions are rising in the Korean Peninsula after officials in Seoul say a South Korean government official was killed by North Korean soldiers.
South Korea says North Korea has killed a South Korean government official before setting the man's body on fire. A spokesperson for South Korean President Moon Jae-in calling the attack shocking and unpardonable.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Wow, it is hot.
Yep.
Our poor neighbors have been without power for 4 days, but our new generator has kept the AC going.
Yep, and I installed it myself.
You're a genius, dear.
Yeah, maybe. Truth is, some jobs are better left to experts. Crosby Electric is an authorized dealer of Generac generators. Our technicians are trained to install your emergency power system economically, properly, and safely.
Honey, do you smell something?
Yeah, what is that?
The freezer.
Have your new emergency power system installed right by Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Open it up.
I think I'm going to faint.
Sweetheart, wake up.
Next summer, don't pass out from the heat or anything else. Have your new emergency power system installed right by Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Beta still affecting our weather. Call it rain with a name, with the chance of more scattered to numerous showers, maybe some tropical downpours. I can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. The threat of rain continues overnight tonight. Low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, a small risk of an isolated shower, but basically Beta will be out of here. It's a better day tomorrow with a high around 83. We'll be in the mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. Maybe a stray shower Sunday, but we're in the 80s, and it's a pretty good day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
So we should wake the hell up, don't you think? News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It is the big broadcast. Happy hour for a Thursday with the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime Terry Adams and Rosie Brock is here too.
And here they are.
Here we are. Jeb is well. You know, every day, literally from the end of the morning show till 3 in the afternoon, I build this Lazy Susan of items that we can talk about in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge every day at 3 o'clock is, where the hell do you start?
I know.
You know, prioritizing.
It's overload, man. It's overload right now.
Really is. David Blackman out with a blog today reporting on the first evidence, but not the first evidence. There's been evidence all over the place, Wisconsin and other states, of ballots, military ballots being found in a ditch.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, no less.
Yeah, son of a ditch. How did that happen?
Yeah, what are the chances?
Well, yeah. I mean, are the postal workers there incompetent or something? Or are they really that invested in a Joe Biden presidency? What, are they getting a raise? Joe Biden ended his campaign day at 9:24 this morning. He's still in the basement. And everybody's just dying. Everybody's just dying to vote for that national mask mandate because I want to spend the rest of my life in a face covering, in a face diaper. 6 months. 6 months of this stuff.
It's ridiculous.
It's beyond ridiculous. None of us expected 6 months of this mask Nazi nonsense back when this whole thing first began. Now, today, our mayor, I made the mistake of opening this email, issued a mayoral directive, whatever that is, today to ensure all city employees have ample access and opportunity to vote in November's general election or in the in-person absentee voting period. The election comes at another inflection point in our nation's history, he opined. There stands before us countless obstacles that threaten the future of our democracy. Like what?
Oh, he means Donald Trump is what he's talking about.
Well, I can count that obstacle. That's one. Mm-hmm. And without any detail on why he's an obstruction to democracy. Including voter suppression efforts. Voter suppression efforts are you talking about? Who's being suppressed? Because we want to know who you are when you vote.
You got to show your ID.
You got to do that when you cash a check. When you buy cigarettes or alcohol, you got to prove who you are.
Yep.
But not when you vote. That's suppression. That's bullcrap is what that is, Mr. Mayor. And you know it. But we all know, even though this is not a Democrat, Republican mayoral office in town, that little visit from Mike Bloomberg, I wonder how much money he left behind.
Yeah, really.
And did you see they're doing a criminal referral on Bloomberg in Florida because he's bailing out felons. He's giving them something in exchange for what?
Paying for votes.
Yeah. I think that's illegal.
Yeah.
It used to be.
And what the only party that's out there campaigning for the votes of convicted felons is the Democrats. These are some of the reasons, says the mayor, why I issued this executive order expanding the time allowed for city employees to vote and encouraging them to participate in the electoral process. Really? How much time does it take to go vote? How much time does it take to ask for an absentee ballot? Apparently 2 hours with pay to allow each employee who chooses to vote in person to do so on November the 3rd, or 1 hour of paid time off for employees who choose to vote during the in-person absentee period, which runs through November 3rd. It's ongoing now. The city is encouraging Montgomery's business community to follow suit and make sure their employees can and will vote in the November election. I think that's the law, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Illinois, every 2 years, whether it was a state election or the presidential election, it was a holiday. Schools are closed. Isn't that the case still?
When I worked at the state, and this was, my God, 30 years ago, we got half a day off to go vote.
The directive also instructs Mayor Reed's chief of staff to work with county election officials and others to offer city support and resources for voting, including but not limited to use of city facilities as additional polling places. The chief of staff is also tasked with engaging USPS, who's endorsed Joe Biden, to assess the impact drastic service cuts proposed by the Trump administration will have on mail-in voting during the pandemic. All they're doing is taking unused mailboxes off the street. See, we wouldn't want to dare run something like the post office in an efficient manner.
God, we can't have that.
Yeah, this is all voter suppression. I've never heard a bigger pile of crap in my life. And no doubt he'll be on CNN or MSNBC, whoever invites him first, to whine about it.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch and whine. That's all we hear. Suppression. Oh, this horrible country.
But you know what happens, Greg, when you step on an anthill? The ants go crazy, running around all over the place, trying to figure out what's going on and... And
you know what's sickening? I unsubscribed as soon as I don't even know how I ended up on this mailing list, but it was something about apparently nobody shot Breonna Taylor. Well, she was shot, but isn't the guy she was with responsible by firing the first shot that brought about the gunfire? Uh-huh. What are they supposed to do, sit there and wait for the bullets to penetrate? Why didn't they open the door? That would have been there would be no Louisville. The National Guard would not be called up today as it was in Louisville if they'd just done what they were told to do. All of these situations we're burning the country down over could have been avoided very easily if people had just complied with what the police requested.
It's not rocket science.
Instead, we're making martyrs. Oh, my God, the more you look at George Floyd, it just makes you shake your head. Shake your head with this career criminal.
Overdosed on fentanyl.
On fentanyl, according to the Hennepin County coroner, who apparently felt fealty to his oath of office to tell the truth was more important than going along with some political narrative. But Joe Biden's got like a 20-point lead, even though tens of thousands of people are turning out to cheer on the president. And everything they do, it's almost like the Democrats know if we do this, we're just going to push more people towards the man. But they do it anyway, mm-hmm. because they're mental patients. They have long crossed the line from passion to insanity. By the way, there's a great clip. If I can, I'll post it, of Jerry Nadler crapping in his pants at a press conference today with Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats, I mean, the whole gaggle of them from Pelosi on down, they're all like 78, 80 years old. Joe doesn't know where he is. His day was over at 9:24 this morning.
He can't complete a sentence.
What they call the lid on his day. He makes a trip, travels to one city, talks to 40 people. Man, that wore me out. So Kamala Harris, if he wins somehow, Kamala Harris is going to be the president, and quickly. And that is going to be batshit crazy time, folks. Uh-huh. Two is ringing. Hello there, soldier boy.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen and lady.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
I got a couple questions for your guest there today, Harry. Make sure, tell me, do I need to take off my aluminum foil from my head, okay? On the conspiracies.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Anthony Scalia, murdered or not?
I think he was murdered.
I do, too.
Okay.
Why? Second wait a minute, it's Kozer Boy. Okay. What's wrong with me? Why can't you ask me and Rosie, too, these?
Well, he's the conspiracy expert.
Yeah, but he's had a big influence on me. Yeah, I absolutely believe Antonin Scalia was murdered.
I do too.
As Chuck Schumer himself said, the deep state can get you six ways from Sunday.
Exactly. Second thing, let's see our last, what's her name, who passed away?
Ruth RBG?
Yeah, RBG, here's my question is, did she die conveniently at a certain time? Did she take one for the team? Is a coincidence of her timing just perfect? I mean, if she wanted to, the last couple of years.
No, you know what? The left is, they are cursing her on Twitter for not retiring when Obama was president, so she could have been replaced by somebody younger.
That's my question is, why didn't she retire the last couple of years?
Who knows?
She should have, because yes. She was what? She wasn't even present of all of them.
She was out of
and
it.
And she was out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's the one, she even had an interview, which I was actually proud of her saying, she was against, Supreme Court jury, stacking?
Yeah.
Yep.
And this, is this true or not? Now I'll take this from all three of you. If we have an issue like we did with the hanging vote in Florida.
Chads, yeah.
And we have this big turmoil on, because you remember what Hillary said, should not accept defeat under any conditions. Mm-hmm. Is the Supreme Court going to decide who's the president?
Well, yeah, they can. I mean, look what happened in 2000. It was a ruling by the Supreme Court on the Florida situation. Actually, it was the Florida Supreme Court. But yeah, it could get tossed to the Supremes.
So if it gets tossed, so that's why it's even more imperative that we get one passed.
That's why they're getting crazier, because they know that if they get another conservative justice in there, their master plan.
Yep.
Listen to the language they're using, Soldier Boy. They're saying until a new president is installed,
Install. Yep.
You install washing machines, not presidents.
You elect presidents.
So why are they using that word? That's not conspiracy. I'm quoting them.
Those are code words.
And installation is apparently the process they have in mind. Through what means, I have no idea. But they're obviously trying to prolong the count of the ballot and everything else. So even if they lose the presidency, maybe they can steal the Senate or the House like they did last time.
Let me ask you another question that's interesting. Kamala said flat out, I'm surprised the young people really support her and like her. Didn't she come out and say people under the age of 25 are stupid?
Uh-huh. She said a lot of things. She said... This is going to continue going, and it should continue going. She's advocating this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's all for it. And it'll continue after the election. This is what...
Well, I think the final straw last night when we started was not only that, but the hunting down of police officers now.
Yeah, this is insane.
I mean, two in California?
Yeah, they were just a touch for assassination, and two in Louisville.
A
black officer and a white officer, targeted and shot. They don't care.
They don't care. As long as they've got a uniform on, they don't care.
That's right. And, again, it's happened again in Florida, a couple of other places with, they're claiming they stand for BLM, harassing and terrorizing old folks eating dinner at restaurants. Mm-hmm.
And Greg,
has to end.
Yes.
Greg, you're wrong on one thing. I know you're a Florida, you used to be a big Florida fan, and in the morning shows, you make fun of Florida and everything, and I'm pretty much a Floridian all my life. I tell you, our governor, Santos, he rocks.
Yeah. Keep in mind, he only won by 50,000 votes, and the guy that almost beat him was found with gay prostitutes.
Yep.
Drunk out of his mind at Miami Beach just a few months ago.
What's the story about Ben, Biden's son, Hunter, connected with child trafficking?
Yeah. Rand Paul has asked for a criminal referral on that, and that goes all the way to Joe.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
So that may be their excuse to pull Joe off and put Kamala on the lead. She can't win. I just don't believe people will vote for that bitch. Oh, a woman. God. Excuse me. Rosie. Soldier Boy, got to run. Thanks for the call. It's 3:22. We're already late, but let's get Ellis on before the break.
Yeah, you know, this whole Louisville thing, Greg, it reminds me of the Michael Brown hands up, don't shoot.
Which was all crap.
Thing.
All
same
total
thing.
Crap. Total
all
BS.
Crap.
Total BS.
I mean, come on. You know, people, let's get real. It is just getting so daggum ridiculous. I was watching it last night, and to see the live, you know, cams of these. The policemen, you didn't actually see them getting shot, but you heard them getting shot, the audio, in Louisville. I mean, you know, could have been a lot worse.
Louisville has not had a Republican mayor in 50 years. If they don't like the way things are, throw the Democrats out. They're the problem.
Uh-huh. They need to, that's what we need to do. You know, we need to get rid of these people, really, once and for all. Vote Trump in. Let's clean it up. Let's get this insanity's got to end, because you know, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, you know what? They're all out doing their thing, and they're having their peaceful but fiery protests. They haven't pushed us into the corner yet, but when they do, it's going to be bad.
Katie.
Well, like what Rosie said, her analogy, ant stepping on an anthill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to step on them and then some. I tell you what, my day we used to pour gas and burn the anthills. You know, they're doing it to us. Do they want us to fight fire with fire? Because we can.
No, they're cowards. That's why they pick on the elderly.
Exactly. Or they go into cities where they know there's severe gun restrictions.
Yep.
Because they know they're a lot less likely to get...
They're cowards.
Know,
well, I'm a normal Joe Blow American citizen. I've, you know, worked hard all my life, 58 years old, taxpayer, abide by the law. And I'm tired of this crap. And I don't own a gun. But, man, I tell you what, any way I could, you know, we got to get them out of there, so we got to vote. Just got to exercise our right to vote and get Trump in there. Keep him in there.
Look at the people that are turning up to show support by the tens of thousands in advance.
Hey,
they're signaling we're sick of it, too. So take heart in that.
How about he finally told them, turn the camera around? One cameraman did. Did you see that last night?
No.
Turned it around. Tucker Carlson. I mean, thousands, you know. Beyond the thousands, it was crazy. But that's what we need to do. We just need to keep Trump in four more years. God bless you guys. God bless America, and pray for this world to heal. This,
amen.
You know, it's getting crazy.
We're not the ones that are
getting crazy.
Turning things upside down. We get blamed, but it's
not we're not.
It's not us. They want
we need to
this
pray.
Is a communist revolution happening in real time. We have dropped the ball on our education system. They're being indoctrinated with this garbage by teachers who are indoctrinated with this garbage.
Uh-huh.
And until we put an end to that, that is one thing that has to be priority one for Trump in term two, is to completely destroy and rebuild our educational system and curriculum. Or this is
and they're trying,
one day there will be enough of them to win, and God help us then.
Well, they're trying to brainwash our children. They're
no
doing
doubt.
It.
They're succeeding.
No.
And
no.
In the end, they're succeeding, obviously. In the this is nuts. I mean, I'm tired of it. Just like I said, God bless America. Vote Trump.
Amen.
Go Trump.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call. So if anybody's been a suppressed voter, we would love to hear from you at 272-9228.
Yeah, that's just lip service.
That is garbage.
It is.
It is complete fantasy garbage.
Maybe back in the 50s. Maybe
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. It's 2020. That's the big problem with a lot of politicians. They still think it's 1955. And oddly enough, what we're seeing in racial politics these days is a big trend towards segregation. We went through the period where doors were opened and demanded to be open, and now the demand is, no, we want our own. I don't get it. I'm very confused about
that. I don't
that.
Either. You know, my sister said something very poignant to me the other day. She said, if they would just leave us alone, we can sort it out. Talking about the races. And I agree 100%. Just leave
That's
us alone.
The problem. Government's been in the middle.
Exactly. Just leave us alone and let us do our thing.
I think, you know, I've lived long enough to see incredible progress.
Absolutely.
And I'm from Chicago. Don't let anybody tell you that the North was some bigotry-free paradise.
No.
It was worse. If anything, it may have been, there may not have been separate water fountains and the kinds of things you saw with that Rosa Parks had to go through, but it was there. It was there. Boston, too. Don't let them fool you. Well, one thing people have learned during these uncertain times is some of that living room furniture that we've enjoyed, when you have to use it day after day for hours a day, it's suddenly not so comfortable. And people are going out to look and buy furniture. And the place we hope you'll at least include in your shopping tour is Kaiser. It's not a fancy place. It doesn't jump off the landscape. Because they didn't foolishly invest a ton of money in a building that, you know, looks like an airport terminal. It's a functional warehouse, and clean and pristine, and 65,000 square feet of choices in all types and styles of furniture. The only style that matters at Kaiser is what you're interested in, and they'll have it. They'll have multiple choices for you. To help you navigate that huge selection, they just added Dale Thornell to their staff. She joined Stella and Cheryl Pitts, so you've got 3-point people there that can help you navigate that massive warehouse. By the way, the Montgomery Tacticals don't extend quite that far to 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Good.
It's 8 1/4 when you make up your... And by the way, if you want to spend $2,000, you can do that interest-free with a Synchrony Bank account over 18 months for qualified customers. That's always a better option.
Absolutely.
I've done that. Yeah. Done that with Brian Jewelry. Done it with Kaiser.
Smart.
So shop Wiser, buy Kaiser. You can visit shopkaiser.com or just stop by and see them at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the Fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum and Clearback policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jumping on the couch while screaming about psychology.
Yeah, he's going to film a movie next year with help from Elon Musk, who I hope was genuine when he said he's taking the red pill. I mean, he's leaving California, tired of the crap there. I mean, that is kind of a adventurous undertaking, shooting a movie completely in outer space, no special effects.
Wow.
It's a thing. You know, I didn't even know when we're going to see another movie. Not that I'm missing it all that much. I certainly don't miss the week. Oh, you got to see this one. Yeah. The movie that's out that I do want to see, I don't know if it's out yet, but Dinesh D'Souza.
Oh, yeah.
Has another film out. I temporarily forgot the name. But We've seen his other two movies, and they're awesome. He does great films. He's got his own film production company now.
Wow.
Which is really cool. 3:35 is the time. I want to wish, first of all, my birthday buddy, Pat Jordan, been a listener for a long time. Great resource. Send some good clips. And Pat, if you're listening, you should include Terry on your mailing list with the stuff you send out. It's always worth a look. And he wants me to have, he says, it's a good day for a meltdown.
Every day in 2020 is a good day for a meltdown.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Every Thursday I have to go to the cancer center for a bloodletting. And they take, they take a bunch to test, and then they take a pint.
So it takes a lot out of you, literally and figuratively.
But look at, my phlebotomist over there, her name is Natasha. She's great. She's really good with the needle, feel anything. She's friendly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's, and I got to, as busy as that place is, sadly, and I hate to see.
I know.
You get an immediate perspective when I go there. I'm going there for a relatively manageable situation, but you see people that are going through chemo and all that, and it just gives you an immediate perspective on your own stuff.
Uh-huh. United States of Socialism is the title of Dinesh D'Souza's.
Oh, good.
Swell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got to find out when it's going to be out or how
it's
we can watch it.
It's available now.
How? Where?
I will find out.
Maybe we can figure out some way to show it to a group. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be great.
Okay.
There are people, in my humble opinion, that are temperamentally suited to their job more than maybe others.
Well, sure, everybody. Everybody has a passion. Everybody has a certain thing, yeah.
Jeff Mallinson at Georgia Floors Direct.
Oh, he lives for that.
God, I mean, he cares about people. He just, almost to the point where it affects his own health. When you're applying for a mortgage or a refi, and many people are, because it's been an option during these uncertain times to help stretch the soup a little bit as you're, you know, recovering. If your business was closed or you had a job furlough, something else that got you into not necessarily hot water, just things are a little less comfortable than you'd like them to be. Or if you're just looking to buy and take advantage of home ownership, I don't care whether you're buying for the first time or the 50th, the best guy is Morris Capuano.
Right.
Because he's the most even-keeled human being you will ever meet. And he lives to do this. He lives to navigate. He's a nurturer. So for a first-time mortgage buyer, this is the guy you want. He knows how to, in his own methodical way, clear the field and get you on the path to home ownership. And he's done it for thousands and thousands of people. He knows the obstacles. He's partnered up with Renaissance Bank, which has opened many more doors for special programs and so forth that you may qualify for.
What's your name?
But he does not work through osmosis. You got to call him. 409-9300. Morris Capuano, Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 88697. And again, his phone is 409-9300.
Fred.
Freddie.
Hey,
Fred.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm all right. My own lawyer.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, Fred, what did you want to tell us?
I wanted to read something that I go back to from time to time. I'm not very articulate, but I'll give it a shot.
How long is this?
45 seconds.
Hit it, baby.
Okay.
Hit it.
All right.
I'm only asking because I'm tight for time right now, and if you want to hold, we could do it afterwards so you're not rushed. What do you want to do?
I can call it back later.
No.
I mean,
you stay on hold. Yeah. We're not going on vacation. We're just taking our bottom of the hour break, which is already 9 minutes late, and I don't want you to feel rushed. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Stay on the line, and we'll be with you ASAP as we get our first traffic update of the afternoon. It looks like rain coming through.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good afternoon.
afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a moderate crash on the Eastern Boulevard. This is going to be between I-85 and Monticello Drive. As you're coming off the hill, rolling down to Monticello, it's all on the right-hand side of the road. The lanes are open crossing the bridge. You should get by there, but please watch out. There's a lot of people on the ground around this accident. Watch out for those folks and motor safely there. Very busy all around the boulevard, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic there. Cars everywhere this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a new Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-954-7724. That's 800-954-7724 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. Childhood sexual abuse takes numerous forms, including forcible rape, exposing oneself to a child, or showing her or him pornographic images, or viewing or photographing a child in a sexual context. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-954-7724. That's 800-954-7724 for more information. Your call is completely confidential. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLC.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police have arrested several suspects in connection to a robbery on Auburn Montgomery's campus. MPD has charged 19-year-olds Kashawn Quarles, Cashton Calloway, and 21-year-old Jeremy Calhoun with first-degree robbery. Authorities say the robbery happened in the 7300 block of Housing Drive. All three men are in the Montgomery County Jail. One of the leading experts on the coronavirus is in Alabama today. Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris met with Dr. Deborah Birx this morning. Governor Ivey says they talked about Alabama's progress on stopping the spread of COVID-19 and work on a vaccine. Due to weather concerns today, the Brantwood Children's Home Golf Tournament fundraiser has been postponed. The annual event was to kick off today with special guest appearances by Alabama State men's basketball coach Mo Williams. A new tournament date has not yet been announced. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Beta still affecting our weather. Call it rain with a name, with the chance of more scattered to numerous showers, maybe some tropical downpours. I can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. The threat of rain continues overnight tonight, low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, a small risk of an isolated shower, but basically Beta will be out of here. It's a better day tomorrow with a high around 83. We'll be in the mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. Maybe a stray shower Sunday, but we're in the 80s, and it's a pretty good day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In the arms. Hi, I'm Sarah McLaughlin. Did you know for just about $19 a month, you can help a radio DJ receive the food, shelter, and a pair of headphones they so desperately need? Donate now and you'll also receive a photo of the DJ you're adopting, along with a bumper sticker from the radio station. If we get enough donations, they'll be able to make rent, eat something unhealthy, and maybe even update their demo reel.
Wow.
Because, you know, the radio business. Won't you please help a radio DJ today?
That's a good idea. You can make your check out directly to me, Greg Budell. Actually, you have some key lime pies.
Yeah.
A fresh batch in the fridge. Gary, I'm wearing my new white shirt, man.
Yes.
He's rocking it.
I look natty.
Yeah, he is.
I look natty. We have a very patient listener waiting to speak with us. Thank you, Fred, for waiting during the break.
You're welcome. This is something I read from time to time. I just thought I'd read it. Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true, because we dream too little, when we arrive safely because we sail too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, when with the abundance of things we possess, we have lost our thirst for the waters of life. Having fallen in love with life, we have ceased to dream of eternity, and in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of the new heaven to dim. Disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture on wider seas, where storms will show your mastery. When losing sight of land, we shall find the stars. We ask you to push back the horizons of our hopes and to push us into the future in strength, courage, hope, and love. This we ask in the name of our captain, who is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That was beautiful, Fred.
That was great.
That's Sir Francis Drake's prayer that he prayed every time he got in a bad situation at sea. Wow.
It's impressive. Thank you for doing that.
Anyway, thank you. I just thought I'd read that.
I appreciate you hanging on and sharing that with us, man. Very profound. Very touching.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. Just catching up on a little stuff. And a lot going on today off the air as well. But, boy, it was great to see Jay in the building. You don't get to listen much in the morning, do you?
No.
We have this young lady named Victoria.
Yeah. That was so good.
Victoria.
She's a caller or something?
The Sammy Kershaw song, She Don't Know She's Beautiful?
Yes.
Jesse fits that description because she's beautiful, but she doesn't, you know, like, she's just comfortable with herself. Victoria has a voice straight from the heavens, and she doesn't, it's just there. That's what she was born with. She's gifted. And the first time she called us, we all answered to the question.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Is that the first woman you've ever heard on a telephone? She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
So we always encourage her to participate in, like, the conundrum and stuff.
Sure.
So when Jay was out and in the hospital, we sought Victoria. We asked her to call to send a healing message of inspiration to Jay Scott. And she accommodated. Listen. Is this Victoria?
Hello. Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, Victoria.
Good. How's everyone?
Everybody except Jay is doing all right. He's probably listening this morning.
I know. I just wanted to say that everyone's doing a great job with Random Facts, but it's just not the same without Jake's
eyes. He is so random, and I hope
he is. I know.
He's listening. You don't have him hooked up to a blood pressure machine right now. Because he asked for you yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yes, from his sickbed.
Yeah, yeah, he was like, it'd help if Victoria called in.
Yeah.
So.
We're hoping he gets out of the hospital today, but we just saw the breakfast he had. He just sent us a picture of breakfast.
Yeah, it looks like he came from the forensics lab. Well, Victoria, I know that it would do him, it would accelerate his healing process if we could just hear from you. Every hour.
Every hour.
But you brighten his day, I'm sure.
And by the way, I know you're not one of those women who has this giant ego or anything like that, but I got to tell you, we're not the only ones that notice that you have an amazing voice. I get Facebook messages and stuff from guys that you've attracted their attention.
You know, if Siri ever retires...
If I had Victoria on my phone, I would be on it all day long.
Well, that sounds like the perfect job. I wish they would contact me.
Oh, yeah. Well, it probably pays well. Well, Victoria, thank you. I'm sure you brightened up more than Jay's day.
Well, get better, Jay. I miss you.
Oh, my God. He's probably on his way out of the hospital.
Swing.
I love that. Oh. Him and Rich both at the same time.
In stereo.
Yep.
There's something that distorts our voices in the podcast. I'm not sure what it is. It doesn't sound normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's processing whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that didn't do her justice. Forget about me. But... Mm. The best thing about it is she really doesn't know.
She's very unassuming.
That's the word I've been looking for. I've been groping myself all over trying to figure out the right word.
She's just Victoria.
I love people like that.
Yeah.
Hey, guess whose turn to talk it is?
Who's
you, this? Oh, much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister Playtime, how about an update on what's happening? We're going into the last week of the month at Adams Motorsports already.
Well, you know, I got all the trade publications. I try to go through them once a month. Motorcycle sales are up in the United States. Combined, it's like 42% up from last year.
Wow.
People want to get away because they're tired of this stuff. They're tired of being told they have to social distance. They're tired of having to be or told that they're having to wear a mask all the time. They're having to do all these things. Americans, as a rule, we love our freedom. I mean, that's what makes us Americans, is we don't want to be told what to do. We're Americans. And people are discovering or rediscovering motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides. People that have never done it are jumping into it because it's a very liberating experience. Motorcycle riding is not for everybody, I'll be honest with you. With the more and more distractions that motorists and automobiles have, it's more dangerous for the motorcycle guys, so you really got to pay attention. But when you're out on a country road by yourself, it's transforming. It's amazing. It's visceral overload, the smells, the sights, the sounds. It's one of the most freedom-enhancing things you can do. It's wonderful. Consequently, we're running low on ATVs. We're running low on side-by-sides. The manufacturers are struggling to keep up. I still have a pretty good selection right now, but I got to tell you, man, you better come on in and get you something because I'm not the only one with this problem. All the dealers... You know, we're looking at last year's levels, but then this year, like I said, we're 40-something percent up. So everything is selling right now because people want to get out. They want to get away. They want to get out of the city. They want to just have a good time and have some freedom. And the cool thing about side-by-sides, particularly because we live in this great state, is you have ORV trails and all the state parks. You can take your machines and go there. You can go camping. You've got the ocean or the Gulf of Mexico on one end. You got the mountains on the other end. You got natural lakes and man-made lakes in between. So much stuff you can do in this great state of Alabama. Get out and do it. Don't sit at home. Don't worry. Don't fret. You know, I forget how many times in the Bible. It's over 300 times we're commanded not to fear. That's so important. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Just get on your knees, pray to God, get your relationship with the Creator. That's so important. And get out and have fun. Jesus said, I come to bring life and bring it abundantly. He wants you to enjoy your life. Motorcycling, ATV, side-by-sides, that's part of it. Just get out and have a good time.
The place to go is Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. 92 days till Christmas, by the way.
It's unreal.
So the Christmas layaway.
We started accumulating layaways already, so.
Yeah, they begin early. They start, Santa
we
and
have to.
Terry have been buddies for years.
Oh, yeah, know them well.
They
know
get going
well.
Early. You can get your credit app started and browse inventory at adamsmotorsports.com. And don't forget, they have a phenomenal service department to support.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is you buy from Adams Motorsports. Again, adamsmotorsports.com. Back to the traffic dungeon and see what's happening there.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic around the boulevard in Montgomery. We've got some congestion at all the major intersections. We've got a lot of congestion. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, and Madison Avenue outbound from downtown, a little busy as well. And on the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry Road, we're a little congested there. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery, but we don't have really any problems anywhere in the Montgomery area. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Registration for mini-term B classes going on now through October 10th at Trenum State Community College. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go. And you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
Notice that like many, I'm disappointed this Durham investigation has been going on for a long time. They said he was the pit bull and so we were expecting some results. And here we sit waiting and waiting and waiting. Meanwhile, they can impeach a president over nothing with no crime. And as Nancy Pelosi said, well, just keep impeaching him. Bitch. They have made criminal referrals from the Durham investigation on the Clinton Foundation. I mean, has that not been the most open evil secret in the last 5 years?
Uh-huh. Using their position in the government to extort countries to get millions and billions of dollars.
Pay to play.
Yep.
And it's like everybody knows this, so
yes.
Why is nobody being held accountable? Is it that Arkansas thing where people end up dead?
Sure seems like it, doesn't it? Something's keeping them from prosecuting her and them.
By the way, the Democrats showed their class and their ass when the president went to pay respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think he handled her passing with panache, but these are such ugly, angry mobs of people. They didn't disrespect him. I'm sure he was not surprised. Because there's a pattern in the behavior. But they disrespected